Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
So I've been having a hard time containing myself this morning, and I know that you deliberately left this until 8:52 in the morning to keep me excited and enthusiastic all through the radio program since 5 o'clock.
I think this bit of news is going to keep you excited and enthusiastic at least until Christmas.
This is the light at the end of the beer-free tunnel. As you know, I opened my big mouth on the radio a few weeks ago and said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to tame this Buddha belly.
Get in my belly!
And give up beer until Christmas. And wouldn't you know, four of our listeners said, hey, Farwell, that's a really good idea. Let's all do it. So Sean and Todd and Carl and, Chad are all on board with me. Updates you can find frequently at country1067.com. I keep you posted on my progress. Some of the guys are sharing their stories as well and difficulties with this. We have a countdown. It's 101 days, 2 hours, 7 minutes, and 5 seconds from now that we can drink beer again.
Not that he's keeping track or anything.
We have a countdown.
Are you telling me it's only been, what, 10 days?
It's been 14 days.
14
it was 115 days. So we're down to 101 days. 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 52 seconds, and counting.
Okay, so yeah, everybody knows you're beer-free for 115, and the time is going slowly.
Do you know who else knows we're beer-free for 115? The folks at Block 3 Brewery in St. Jacobs.
I think they're going to take a significant hit to their bottom line because you've decided to pull this stupid stunt.
Right, but unlike you, they're supporting me.
I am supporting you.
You're cranky about
it. I'm going to drink all the beer you didn't drink, and I'm going to sing you show tunes when you drive me home from Oktoberfest events.
So last week, I gave away my 4 remaining bottles of Block 3 out of my fridge to a coworker of ours because I know he enjoys the Block 3. And I'm like, I'm not going to leave it sit in my fridge for 4 months. And, you know, you have it while it's freshest and enjoy it. And I kind of maybe made the plea. I'm like, guys, I miss my Block 3. Anyway, so I get a message from Phil over at Block 3. He's like, give me a call. I have an idea. So I call him yesterday. He's like, hey, I'm in Austria right now. I'm just about to sit down for a pint. I'm like, nice. This is what you do when you run a brewery now, eh? Anyway.
Well, that's a good place to go do beer research.
Absolutely. That's what I said. You're doing market research, right?
Yeah.
Block 3 is going to issue a special edition Farwell beer. I get to help make the beer based on my tastes.
Mm-hmm.
I get to help
beer. No.
And $1 from every liter they sell is going to get donated to cystic fibrosis. This is win.
How do we know if this is Farwell's taste? You're not able to taste test it.
No, he just goes and tells them what he likes.
You think they would come up with 4 or 5 beers and go, Farwell, which one do you like best?
That's
going to be the Farwell beer.
Polly, that's not how you craft beer.
I don't know.
The person sits down and then he tells you what he likes, the bitterness and the hops and the undertones, and then they craft that specifically catered to those.
But then wouldn't he have to taste it and go, you know what? You got it right. That's exactly what I like. Put it on the market.
I think.
You can't taste it.
Well, you know what? I think a little sippy cup is going to be allowed if I need to taste test the beer that's going to bear my name.
No, see, there's loopholes now. You're creating loopholes in
Then Jennifer can taste it. The point is, Block 3 has come through for me yet again. First, it was the Chocolate Rain Barrel Stout.
Yeah.
And that beer changed my life. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And now it's this.
I know. Well, you know, honestly, I've never seen you so excited.
It's through the roof.
You know, remember that time I accidentally dropped my boudoir photos on the floor and you're more excited about, and you saw them, you're more excited about this beer than seeing me naked by mistake one time.
I am just, honestly, I'm over, did that really happen?
No,
was I wearing beer goggles at the time? Anyway, we're going to keep you updated, country1067.com. I'm going to get in there with the video camera,
and
the whole nine yards.
You said that maybe our Country 1067 listeners can help your beer.
Help name the beer, yes, we're going to
too. So I have a suggestion.
Oh my gosh, already? Okay, the first suggestion's coming in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cranky Craft.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Okay, we'll try.
We're going to keep working on it. Country1067.com.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.